This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Tummy's rumbling, getting a bit hungry. Time to go to the North Coast and talk to Paula McIntyre. How are you?
I'm grand, John. How are you?
Not so bad. Feeling hugely underachieved. Haven't written a book. Haven't released my first single. Haven't run an ultra marathon. And haven't cycled 2,000 kilometres. So, you know, apart from that, everything's great,
fine.
I have to
That's
say.
That's grand. No bother. Yeah, sure you've all ahead of you.
Absolutely. But I may have a chance at making chicken parmigiana with cavolo nero, if I could just work out what cavolo nero was, and bacon.
Uh-huh. Well, cavolo nero, for a start, is it's literally black cabbage. I've got a bit here in my hand. It's like a, looks like really a bit, you know, quite a dark green colour, big stalk up the middle. So one of the, it's a part of the kale family. And you just need to wheak out that, just lift the, you know, go to the bottom and just wheak out that big stalk. And then just into boiling water for about 10 minutes. And then what I do is just fry off some bacon, bit of onion, maybe a bit of garlic if you want, and some butter, and then just toss the leaves in it. But it's lovely. It grows here, and you know, if you go to a farm shop, you'll get this. Sometimes the supermarkets have it, but I know a few people are growing it around the country because it's quite a hardy, you know, hardy green.
Yeah, and kale grows here, of course, as well. So
yeah,
I suppose
it's just got a posh name. That's all. You know, it's just, everything sounds better in Italian, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know? So you boil it for a minute, cook the bacon, crispy bacon, add your butter
up
and all that, and then that's the cabbage done, if you like.
That's the cabbage done. So that's just a nice sort of side for this. But the thing you really need to start and do, John, is this sugo sauce. And really, I should have just called it sugo, because sugo means sauce in Italian. So some people think it means sugar. I suspect some Italian restaurants think it means sugar, and they put a lot of sugar in their tomato sauce. But anyway, that's so. I've got on here, I don't know if you can hear this, but this is my sofrito going, because I have some already made. But just, I put onion, celery, and garlic, and just, you know, put the lid on a nice big pot and cook it down really slowly. Give it about 15 minutes. The key to this, John, is quite a lot of butter. One of my favourite places in the world is an Italian deli in Edinburgh, and I always have their tomato sauce, and it always has this wee something. And eventually I asked them, you know, plucked up the courage after, I think, 43 years ago in there, and they said, oh, it's just a lot of butter. And that's the thing. Start
the
off your
to everything.
Isn't it? Lots of butter. You don't expect the Italians. I thought they were going to say it's some special olive oil.
No, and not necessarily tomato sauce. You always kind of think, we'll either have a creamy sauce or else you'll have a tomato sauce.
Yes,
I didn't think you could have both.
This gives you a lovely rich sauce. And I think the thing what I do, John, is because I've got a nice big pot of this going, just add your tin tomatoes and, you know, get a good quality tin tomato, and then just cook it down for, I normally cook it down for about a couple of hours or whatever you want, but make a load of it and then just freeze it, you know, bag it up and freeze it. And then if you decide that you want to have it, because I use it for everything, you know, use it, it's great in lasagna, anything, you know, just if you want to just cook off some shin of beef in it, it's just really, really nice, and it's got that lovely sort of Italian edge. And if you wanted to add a wee bit of red wine, of course you could. And then
so that's your sugo. That's your cabbage and bacon done. The sugo sauce, the tomato sauce is done. What about the chicken then? Chicken parmigiana.
Right, so I've got take a chicken breast and just slit it down, put it flat on a board and just open it up, sort of put your knife in, sort of like you're opening it up, like you're butterflying it. Mm-hmm. And then flip it over, don't open it fully, and then put a bit of cling film on top of it, get a rolling pin and pretty much batter it as, you know, until it's flat, John, you know, so it'll double in size. I mean, if you have people around for dinner, they think, God, John Toe is very, very generous
with the size of chicken.
And you put it down in front of people, think, I'll never eat that. But it's so thin, you know, this is the whole thing. And then flour, dip each one into flour, seasoned flour, and then into some beaten up egg or egg with a bit of milk, and then into breadcrumbs. I used to always use it, you know, the leftover breadcrumbs. Then I discovered these, you know, the panko Japanese breadcrumbs.
Crispy ones.
I never really told anybody, but a friend of mine who lives in the town who's Italian, he uses panko crumbs, so I can say it now. If he uses them...
If the Italians are using it, then it must be okay.
If Nino's using them, that's what I say, they're okay. Yeah. So
the flour first, then the egg, and then the breadcrumbs.
And then the breadcrumbs. I have a wee bit of parmesan in with the breadcrumbs too, John, but you don't have to do that. And then just fry them off, really to seal them on both sides. Put them onto a nice big bacon sheet. Cover them with the sugo sauce, a nice spoonful spread out, some sliced mozzarella, and then put that on top, a few slices of mozzarella.
Like then melted mozzarella or cold mozzarella?
Just cold mozzarella. Just get a ball of mozzarella, slice it up, scatter over some parmesan, and then that goes into the oven because you've only sealed off your chicken. And put that into the oven, nice hot oven. And what you want then is to bring that out and have this beautiful bubbling sauce or bubbling cheese on top, and the parmesan will help. And then because you've got a wee bit of cheese in your crust as well, that'll make it beautifully golden as well. So that's it, John. And then have that with a big bowl of some of your Cavallo Nero on the side to take the bad look off it.
And you actually don't need anything else with that then? You don't need like pasta or spuds or
definitely not
anything else with it?
No, because I think we all, you're like me, you think you have to have spuds, you have to have a start.
Yeah.
But you know,
your instinct is, right, what's with it? Sorry, I can't spuds? See, where's the spuds? What's, yeah, but you don't need it.
Why do we do that?
I know, it's just instinctive. I'm at home and I had a plate of spuds yesterday for my tea. Uh-huh. That's all I wanted was just spuds, butter and salt. Yeah. And pepper, and it was lovely, and everybody laughed at me again, but they do. But you know, I'm 100 years old and fit as a flea. They'll come round exactly eventually. That sounds absolutely gorgeous. It's chicken parmigiana with Cavallo Nero and bacon and a sugo sauce. And the recipe's on the website. Go to the John Toll episode page.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.